Officials of the company Clonaid are now saying they may not be able to provide evidence backing their claim that a cloned human baby has been born. Clonaid CEO Brigitte Boisillet told a French television program that the mother of the alleged clone isn't sure she wants to provide a DNA sample. Such a sample would be key to establishing that the baby really was a clone. But as NPR's Joe Palca reports, it would be equally important to prove that any DNA samples tested really came from the mother and her baby.
On December 27th, Clonaid officials announced that a 7-pound baby nicknamed Eve was the world's first cloned human. The news made headlines around the world. Most scientists, including Richard Schultz, were not impressed.
One really is kind of skeptical because there's no track record anywhere in terms of their ability to do any of this type of stuff.
Schultz is a reproductive biologist at the University of Pennsylvania. Despite his skepticism, Schultz knows that it's just possible that Clonaid scientists have in fact done something remarkable. But Schultz wants proof. That proof will come from DNA. Identigene in Houston, Texas, is the kind of company that could do the necessary testing. It primarily does paternity testing and testing DNA from crime scenes. Identigene CEO Caroline Caskey says it would be way too time-consuming to sequence all 3 billion letters of the DNA in each of our cells, so instead they look at 26 specific regions of the DNA called markers and see whether those regions are the same or different between two people.
If 26 of the markers match identically, that would be a pretty strong indication that this person was either the identical twin or a clone of the first person that you tested.
Caskey says it's not total proof because it's possible that the matches occurred by chance. But the more markers you look at, the less likely that could happen. Caskey says there's another critical step in using DNA evidence, making sure the DNA sample you're testing is really what you think you're testing.
The collection itself must be authenticated. ID of the people being collected must be established. Photographs need to be taken. And the collector personally vouches for the fact that the sample matches the person whose ID was verified and whose photograph appears in the paperwork.
And then, of course, the sealing of the samples and the way they're shipped to the testing lab is extremely important.
Because you want to make sure that there's no possibility of tampering from the point where the collector took and sealed the samples until the time that the testing lab opens those samples up and starts the testing process.
Have you ever experienced somebody trying to tamper with this stuff?
Unfortunately, yes. And there have been a number of different and sometimes creative ways in which people have attempted to defraud the testing process.
Caskey says her company has worked out ways to detect fraud. But reproductive biologist Richard Schultz says because Clonaid's claim of a human clone is so extraordinary, the proof will have to be extraordinary to satisfy him.
It would have to be an independent person with absolutely no ties to this group watching the samples being drawn from the child and from the mother, and then being there all the time while the analyses are being performed to verify that there was no mixing of samples and things like that. If that could be established, then that would be probably taken by the scientific community as reasonable proof that the child is a clone.
Only then, says Schultz, would it make sense for the media to go wild over the world's first clone baby. Joe Palca, NPR News,